Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Ms. Noir, morning.
Aloha.
Nice to have you in the studio. Nice for you to brave these conditions.
Yeah, and I'm wearing red.
Correct. Once again, this is like me. This year I'm going to try and be courageous. Not today, but I'm trying to be courageous with colour. It's my watchword for this year. Probably yep. 10 other million other things I should probably work on a bit harder, but...
I'm going for the fried chicken.
You've gone for fried chicken print?
Yeah.
Drumstick print?
Yes.
Oh, no, wings as well? Nice.
Mm.
Poultry. Poultry fashionable. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks.
What are we going to talk about today in the wonderful world of rags?
Well, I'm kind of going to do a bit of a shameless plug, but also it's about going to Laneway and seeing how people dress the same, which we've talked about before. But you know, like how most people kind of dress outrageous when they go to a festival? This year I really noticed when I was sitting in the bus that there were people that were just kind of casually dressed but wearing the same stuff. Like dudes wearing the same Hawaiian shirt and the same pants. And
the... I didn't think it was as bad as previous years. Actually, I thought it was pretty homogenised though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was just kind of like a little bit kind of downplayed in their kind of like sameness. But it made me think about things like the Merry Pranksters and stuff like that, and how they used to wear the stripy jumpers, you know, when they went on the bus.
But is it the done thing nowadays to? I mean, there was that issue with the Four Square guys on that train. Dressing up,
oh,
you know.
Revolting.
What about?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's at the bad end of the scale. But then at did he have to wear that the cat in the hat? Used to be very popular. People would go to events and that sort of thing. They'd have a glow stick.
This is kind of like dressing up for the sevens, though.
Yeah.
So we're dressing up for Laneway Seven, same thing. But you know what I mean? It's like people, you dared wear a cat in the hat.
Yeah.
To a festival.
Yeah.
People would be asking you, you know. Show us your devil sticks or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, so there's things like that too. And, you know, even I can remember doing a summer series many, many years ago and thinking how well turned out the punks were.
There's
a collection of punks, and they were looking like spot on punks.
They always look amazing.
But it was so hot, and I was going, this is amazing. Whoever brings a punk up to the stage wins a prize sort of thing. And they got really shitty at me I suppose fair enough too, but they just put a lot of effort into it. But I mean, people use it. You're right. Think it's sort of flattened out a wee bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I kind of think
I wore a cowboy hat at Laneway, and I think I was one of two people I saw in the whole place who wore one. And I thought I immediately regretted it, even though it was really good for keeping the sun off my head. But, but I thought that would be sort of passable, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when you've got a massive head.
But I kind of think it looks really cool when it's almost like a little bit like a gang. Like the Merry Pranksters is pretty cool. They probably didn't really even think about it, but they were all wearing like stripy shirts. But I guess the one that I kind of want to talk about today is Proud Scum and the Beagle Boys jumpers that they wore.
What on earth is a Proud Scum?
So Proud Scum is a band, an iconic a punk band from, I don't know, 1979. I should probably double check that.
They're playing the King's Arms Saturday, February 17th.
Yes, and that's my shameless plug.
Hey!
So they're playing with No Tag, The Johnnies, Flesh Device, Wolfpack, Bank Robbers, Mishap, and the Rocket Jocks. But the cool thing about...
Woohoo!
Yep. And I always was fascinated with Proud Scum because they wore the Beagle Boys jumpers. And I just think, like, I wanted to know whether this was actually a specific kind of, like, uniform that they came up with, or whether they just decided that was what they were going to do, you know, like...
Hamburglar.
Yeah. But...
Now, who are the Beagle Boys, Penny?
So the Beagle Boys are... They were these organised crime dudes from Donald Duck comics who always were after Scrooge McDuck's fortune because he was like a millionaire, which was
and a showy millionaire too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, check out my crib.
Yeah. I'm not a very generous millionaire either.
No.
Hence the Scrooge.
I wonder if like, what's his name? Burns. Is it Burns from Simpsons?
Oh, there's definitely a bit of Scrooge McDuck in there.
Yeah. But
what about the slightly racist McDuck as well? Because Scottish people are supposed to be so tight.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. But the Beagle Boys wore these orange sweaters with numbers across them, which were their prison numbers, and they wore black masks across their face.
As all burglars should.
Yeah, and there was like 3 to 10 of them, apparently.
I thought there was just 3.
Yeah, I always thought there was just three, but apparently they were. It was up to 10.
I've got something here that says there are 7, but they have fantastic names. Oh no, there are more. You're right. Big Time Beagle, Burger Beagle, Bouncer Beagle, Baggy Beagle, Bank Job Beagle, Bebop Beagle, Babyface Beagle, Megabyte Beagle, Bomber Beagle, Backwards Beagle, Binky Beagle, Bacon Beagle, and there's Cameo Beagles.
Bunch of ass Beagle.
Bunch of ass,
God. Yeah.
Bullseye, Bulkhead, Butterball, boy Bombshell.
Band.
Oh. Boy Band Beagle. Bankroll, Brainstorm, Buns, Boom Boom, Banzai, Buckaroo.
I see what they're doing there.
Yeah. Bifocal Beagle, Blitzkrieg Beagle,
it's an orgy of alliteration, isn't it?
Butter Bully, Bearnaise Beagle, Jesus, as in the sauce, Bicep Beagle, and Bonaparte Beagle.
Is there Bun Beagle?
I don't know, mate.
That is brilliant.
There's Buns Beagle.
Hello.
So
stick him up.
I asked Jonathan Jamrag about the. That's his name. He's from Proud Scum. I asked him about the origins of Beagle Boys jumpers in Proud Scum, and he was saying that he was always a fan of the Beagle Boys and wanted one. So his sister, Alison, known as Ali Rat, knitted him one. Aww. On a knitting machine. The one that's still in existence, which was at the Volume exhibition at the Auckland Museum, is
great exhibition.
James Pinker's, who was in the features. And... Jonathan Jamrags was a prototype. He had the number 176176, and then Alison knitted others for other band members, and they kept a log of those because the prison numbers were all combinations of 1s, 7s, and 6s, which was the same as the Beagle Boys in the Disney comics. And so they kept the best numbers. I don't know how you'd work out what the best numbers were, but they kept the best numbers for, like, the band members and the inner circle.
Are they the best, like, as in the core cast Beagles, maybe?
Yeah.
The ringleaders.
Yeah,
the ringleaders.
That match. Yeah, yeah. And he doesn't remember why they were important.
You asked him and he was like, I don't know.
Yeah. And he says, in retrospect, I'm surprised they caught on. At the time, it seemed perfectly normal that people wanted to identify with the Beagles and Proud Scum. But yeah, I always thought it was really cool. And then I remember I have this vague memory, and I'm sure, I was asking you, Sarah, that Karen Walker made them.
I think she did, yeah.
Really early on, like maybe post, I don't know how long she's been designing for, but maybe it was like post the AK-79 kind of revivalist thing in the 90s or something. But I can't find anything online with those, but I'm pretty sure they were exactly the same as the Beagle Boy ones.
They're kind of beatniky as well, weren't they, sort of thing? You know, sort of like Andy Warhol era, sort of the...
Yeah, well, yeah. It looks kind of like a British... number plate on an orange jumper.
Yeah, like Balfroid has recently done some that are red, but they're not prison numbers, they're just years, but they look similar, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think they've got, but they're like 1976, which is kind of still those numbers, the 1, 7, and 6. Proud Scum didn't have to specifically wear them for the gig, but they would just rock up and see who was wearing what, and it would just happen. One of the questions that was asked for the Auckland Museum exhibition was, I believe, something about Proud Scum played when the Windsor Castle was on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were wearing the jumpers, and apparently, although I don't know that the Windsor itself was on fire, the shredded paper that had been thrown all over the dance floor was certainly on fire. And Jonathan Jamrag's brother got a photo of them playing with the flames coming off the microphone lead. Unfortunately, that photo's been lost.
It sounds like the show on the weekend could be quite a humdinger.
Yeah. I hope there's Beagle Boy sweaters. I really want one now.
In this humidity?
Yeah, I don't want to really wear it. I just kind of want to...
There might be a listener out there who knows where you could get a similar...
Yeah.
Can any of us actually wear orange, though? Penny is wearing red today.
I'd love to be able to wear orange. I wish I was that brave.
Yeah, I've never worn orange.
I've worn yellow, but not orange. Miss Crab had that awesome dress that was lemon and blue, and I wore that for a while. I had a poetry dress in that colour. apparently, all up, there were 30 to 40 of these jumpers made.
The one on the wall in the Volume exhibition looks pretty cool, just as a piece of wall art.
Facebook.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I love it when you see jumpers that have, like, holes in them. It's almost like when you had your school jumper and you kind of just wore it to death. And I just always wanted jumpers like that. But nowadays,
the thumb holes?
Nowadays we just kind of, like, throw them out. But I wish people got into darning.
So you'd rather they were darned? You just don't let the holes get bigger and bigger?
No.
All right. Well, this is a raggedy old jumper with distressed. Is what you're talking about,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, distressed. People pay a lot of money to just buy them distressed. Well, now,
Mike Hosking will have a couple, surely. Some distressed cardies. He'd have a couple of distressed cardies and a distressed scarf.
Caught on his hair, maybe on the way over his head.
I want him to grow a man bun. He's growing a beard. Get a, if he's so
Has
off
he got
the TV
a beard?
Now. He's got a rough and ready seaman's beard. But you know.
But how do you do frosted tips on a man bun?
Pardon? You just
What, like a foil helmet or something?
Yeah. Or a rubber cap full of the little crumb.
That's what I mean.
See, he's never going to ring me for advice, is he?
Hey, don't discount it. It might happen.
Text from Mike Hosking saying, how do you do a decent man bun? All right. Hey, thank you, Penny.
Thanks.
Very best. You have a great week. See you again this time next week.
Thank you.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.